My name is Sally. I'm 15 years old. Today is June 1st, and I'm speaking with Abigail. I'm recording this interview in my home in Los Angeles, California.
My name is Abigail, and I'm 16 years old. I'm recording this interview with Sally in Los Angeles, California.
What has given you comfort and hope during this time?
I think something that's given me comfort and hope during this time would be when I go out on walks, everyone's keeping a distance, but it's kind of like we're all one community that's all been impacted by COVID-19, and we all know this. We keep our distance, but we're united in the way that we still are able to be out and still participate in what can be called normal in the situation, you know?
Mm-hmm. So where do you like to walk?
I like to go to parks, so probably, I forget what it's called, but it's near Wilton, I believe. And the park on Olympic, too. It's pretty nice there.
Mm-hmm. What is the toughest part of your days right now?
The toughest part of my days would be procrastination, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like since school is coming to an end now, I honestly have nothing to do. Like, I have so many priorities set, but I just have no drive to reach them at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of just, like, going through the days just watching TV and then feeling bad at the end of the day that I didn't get any work done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that would definitely be the hardest part, finding my drive in all of this.
Mm-hmm. Is there someone you can't see right now who you really wish you could?
Yeah, there is. I really miss my friends.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the first thing you do when you see them is?
I think we just all go over to someone's house and just chill, just watch a movie. I feel like we can't return back to, like, normal life for a while now, once all this is over. I'm definitely not gonna go, like, to restaurants and, like, shopping, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it'd be safe to just go to someone's house, watch a movie, relax, talk, you know, have fun. Yeah.
If you could ask someone for advice, living or dead, on getting through this, who would you ask?
Probably the people in the early 1900s that was impacted by the Spanish flu, was it?
Yeah.
I believe, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I don't know anyone specifically who was alive during that time, but I would like to know how they dealt with so much death, you know?
Uh-huh. What, if there was someone you would want to give advice to, who would you give advice to?
If there was someone I could give advice to, I'd probably give it to, the lower classmen at my school.
Mm-hmm.
And just remind, I know this sounds really hypocritical of me, but just remind them to stay on top of schoolwork, make sure to take care of themselves,
mm-hmm.
and just go day by day doing something at least.
What memory will stick with you during this time? What memory of during this time will stick with you?
During this time, definitely the whole George Floyd movement.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of crazy how we're having, like, COVID-19 and George Floyd in the middle of everything, and just so many riots going on, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I hear so many helicopters passing by my house, like, every day, and police sirens. It's like, when I was younger, I used to get, like, scared or, like, look out the window, like, oh, what's happening, right? Uh-huh. But I feel like I've grown so desensitized to that sound now. It's kind of just the norm. It's something that you expect in LA, and today more than ever, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there a memory that you have during this time that you wish you could forget?
No, not in particular. Uh-huh. I feel like all the experiences I've had are pretty livable. There's nothing like really traumatizing or scary happens to me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you live near the riots?
I don't live near the riots. Not the big ones, at least, because the big ones were in, like, Melrose and the Grove and Santa Monica, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like Koreatown, I have not seen any people marching with signs or any policemen all lined up. I heard there was, like, a protest for me at Wilshire and Western, but it dispersed pretty quickly, and a few stores near my house have been targeted, like the T-Mobile near Mazang and, like, that little mall near Mazang.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't really seen anything that you see on the news.
Mm-hmm. Hold on 1 second. Sorry, I'm trying to think of another follow-up question.
It's okay.
How do you stay motivated through, like, quarantine and all the craziness happening right now?
I think by just giving myself some space, it's been helping. It's like, if I'm lazy, if I feel lazy one day, I just let myself be lazy, like, to the max.
Uh-huh.
Like, I just live it out, you know?
Uh-huh.
I don't try to work because I know I'm gonna be so unmotivated to. So if I feel lazy, I just stay lazy. And I feel like that's been helping because I'm not forcing myself to do something, which mm-hmm. will make me hate it more.
Are there any
yeah.
TV shows or movies that you've been watching a lot of?
There has been. I recently finished that 70s show.
Oh.
I started watching Vampire Diaries
uh-huh.
and some Korean dramas too.
Nice.
So that's been pretty fun.
Uh-huh.
Been keeping me occupied.
Oh, what's the best part of your days right now?
Like, the best part of my days would be my walks, definitely. When I'm given, like, little short moments to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
Those would be the best parts. Oh, and work.
Oh, wait. You froze,
I Sorry, guess. I think the glitch.
Yeah, there was a glitch.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
Oh, yeah, best part's working, definitely. Because I get to keep myself busy when I work, so I'm kind of just stuck in, like, my own little work bubble, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really thinking about anything else except make the drinks, make the food, send them out. Clean, you know?
Uh-huh. Has there been any, like, crazy things you've seen, like, when you're out and, like, when you're working? Or, like, not crazy, but, like, kind of memorable moments from being outside?
Definitely. When I was working, I have two moments that are super memorable. The first moment was, there was this homeless man, I believe,
uh-huh.
and I was opening, and so I was, like, setting up the shop, turning on the lights, doing everything. But this homeless man just kind of tried to come into the store
mm-hmm.
when we're not allowed to have people in our store. So I was like, excuse me, sir, like, you can't come in. And he's like, oh, can I use some hand sanitizer then? So I gave him some hand sanitizer and some napkins. And then he was like, where's the nearest bathroom? And so I directed him to it. And he just walked away. And then 30 minutes later, I heard, like, fighting in the mall
mm-hmm.
and then I think the security guard tased him
oh,
or
wow.
something Yeah, so that was memorable.
Mm.
And the second instance would be I was in the kitchen while my other coworker was doing cashier, right? But there was this man who was deaf and he was doing sign language. So then I like kind of started like doing sign language with him. And then it was just interesting to see how there's so many marginalized people in our community that you don't really recognize.
Mm-hmm.
But they still exist, you know. I like never would have expected a deaf man to come order at our store, but he was there and we were talking and he was just very much a part of the community as I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just put some perspective into my life.
Yeah. Wow. I think that's my last question.
Perfect.